sunrise. When was the last time you awoke early enough to catch a glimpse of the sunrise? What season was it? It was only a few days ago for me. It remained dark outside as I drove down toward the beach in my car. I discovered the cool air, exhilarating, and instead of feeling as though I was deprived of sleep, I experienced a surge of excitement. I parked my car and took a short walk down to the beach when my feet sank into the soft sand at the beach's edge. The sky was beautiful around me. Stars of every hue and size glowed brightly. It brought back memories of my youth, when I used to make this journey on a regular basis. It was low tide, which is my preferred time to walk along the water's edge. The soft, cool sand oozed between my toes as it did so many years ago. I raised my eyes to the horizon and began to catch a glimmer of the rising sun. I took the time to take it all in. I was surrounded by sounds and smells. Seagulls could be heard in the distance, and I could hear the sound of the water lapping against the shore. It was one of those instances. LTD was a magical moment, and I'm glad I recognized it for what it was. The light in the distance has grown brighter, and I began to make out the very edge of the sun's ascension above the horizon. It emitted a line of light directly ahead of me, and the ocean's gleam dazzled my eyes. I continued to observe and wait, assimilating each moment into my daily memory bank. I became disoriented and complete. A seagull approached from afar and came to a halt when he noticed me standing 20 feet away. As he computed my position, he cocked his head in a perplexed manner, wondered if it was safe to remain with this stranger or to flee. He had been, as was I, motionless. We resembled two combatants on the verge of clashing. Of course, both were equally fearful, so there was no contest. There are no losers or winners. In wonderment, there were only two beings. My focus was diverted when I heard a noise in the water. All I could make out in the limited illumination was a splash and a rippling circle around it. I compelled my eyes to see the area around the splash, but was aware that no sea creature would continue to remain in the same location. As I saw the head of a seal, I thought to myself, he appeared approximately 20 yards from where I began my ocean scanning. He ducked repeatedly as he purposefully moved away from me towards smattering of debris floating at the periphery of my vision. I arrived as quickly as he did, awestruck as he vanished into the blackened liquid world in which he was totally at ease. As dawn illuminated the scene in front of me, I began to notice other people walking their dogs or deepening their contemplation in their own created space. Nobody except for a nod or a wave acknowledged each other because each knew this was a special time and place. I would feel the energy building around me as others joined me. Their daily stroll, I felt recompensed for my brief time alone on the beach, because the memories I retrieved reintroduced me to the concept of oneness, and fearful feelings that I had awoken within the morning darkness began to fade quickly. Towards the rising sun, the sky turned blue and the ocean began to rise as the seemingly never-ending journey from the eternal cycle of low to high tide began. I could feel the never-ending surge of each crashing wave contains an enormous amount of energy. I sat transfixed, absorbed in the moment, with a mind recharged by the force in front of me. The solar system was fully visible above the horizon. The day began its descent into night. I could face each day with a deep-seated awareness of the interconnectedness of my soul to the inner sea that flows through my veins. Take a deep breath the next time you're sitting by the ocean or feeling a cool ocean breeze, then another. Recall the contents of each breath you took contained the essence of eternity and served as a subliminal connection between our world and the Creator himself.